preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
This is the best part of the job. We work all week to bring you the great guests. But the best part
Wait a minute, I work all week to bring you the guests.
Okay, you work all the week. And some great guests you have today. We're actually be talking to Curtis today. Well, Curtis is guardian, and Curtis has written a book. He's a golden retriever.
He's kind of like the canine equivalent of Dear Abby.
Dear Abby, yes. We'll be on the phone. Dear Canine, also Rayanne Cumulus today, and more details on the no-name summer giveaway and how you can get qualified. In fact, we're going to give you a bunch of ways to get qualified this this weekend, and we'll do it right now. How about that? 1-866-405-8405, getting everybody qualified today that calls in for the summer giveaway. And need I remind you once again what it's all about. The Bissell Deep Cleaning Spot Lifter Deep Cleaner. How many times do I have to say deep cleaner in there? Steps for Pets with the Cat Condo and Doghouse. Lowe's Hotels with the Pumped Up Pets Package. A weekend at Lowe's Hotel with your furry friend.
The eSafety Alert Safety Turtle Receiver and Transmitter. It's a thing that goes on a dog's collar in case he falls in water. It'll alert you.
The Stones of Glass Sun Catcher.
Puppy Paws. Sterling Silver Puppy Charm Ankle Bracelet and Mother of Pearl Heart with Crystal Puppy Paw Pendant.
And we spoke to them just a few minutes ago. And if you want to see what that looks like, you can go online. Also, added last week from Samsung, the SCX105L sports camcorder worth about $550. We got one in this week to evaluate, and they're really small. We're actually going to put it on Nike later.
The little studio cat, the kitten, to let him run around.
Let him run around. We'll actually let you see the picture online on the webcam. We go to the phones, 1-866-405-8405. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Oh, I can barely hear you.
Oh, well, we'll turn up our volume a little bit there.
Oh, that's much better. This is Denise from Brigham City.
Hi, Denise.
Hi there.
My cat, who's an indoor-outdoor cat, has bumps on her chin. Mm. And she itches them, and she likes me to itch them, but they're gross.
I think Hal knows the answer to this one.
Yeah, I do. All right, what color are they? Do you know?
Black.
They are black.
Well, black and red.
Okay. This is what's called feline acne, and it's actually pretty common.
No, sir.
Yes, and if you've just recently changed the food bowl, perhaps a lot of times cats are allergic to the food bowls. What are some other reasons?
Well, they're allergic to the plastic food bowls.
Okay.
So you want to have like a ceramic bowl, because when they're eating, their chin is touching their bowl, and that can cause it to, you know, get a little dirty and cause acne while they're eating. So you want the ceramic bowls.
What about, can I use stainless steel bowls?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, those will
Okay,
work.
Good.
But the best thing right now is you want to take care of it, because you don't want it to get infected. Should it get infected, it could be dangerous.
Clearasil.
Actually, not Clearasil, but Stridex. Or
no, sir!
Hydrogen peroxide. Yes. Both of those will work, and those are not too harsh for cats. And you just rub a little underneath their chin every couple of nights. If it keeps going on, you want to go to the vet and make sure it's taken care of with an antibiotic, because, like I said, it could be dangerous.
Oh, okay.
Before you go...
Yes, sir.
We want to... No, please don't call me sir.
Please don't.
We want to get you qualified for the no-name giveaway, the summer giveaway, and all you need to do is answer three questions in the Always Pick C game. Do you want to participate?
Oh, absolutely. I already know the answer.
Okay, very good. The first question, and we just got these off of the trivia, animal trivia service. Is that what it is?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she just passes me the information.
Yeah.
Studio's on fire. Okay. How fast can an adult cat run? A, it depends on how fast the object they're chasing is moving. B, up to 12 miles per hour when being chased by a dog. Or C, cats don't run, they're too damn lazy. What would the answer be?
Oh, C.
Very good, yes.
Oh, C.
I don't want you to crack under the pressure now.
No, you still have two more to go.
Two more to go.
Oh, my God, more. Oh, yes. My God. Okay.
How does a cat soothe his nerves when he's upset? A, by purring. B, by cleaning itself. Or C, kneading your favorite blanket into little tiny shreds.
Oh, C.
Woo!
Boy,
amazing.
She's good.
She is good. She is good. And she's so confident,
yeah,
too.
Well, now the pressure's on, though.
Yes, it is. The last question. Yes. Your cat comes when you want him to, only when, A, when you call, here, kitty, 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 B, when you open a can of cat food, or C, are you crazy? Cats don't come when you call them. What would the answer be? Take your time.
Yeah, take your time.
You know, that's a tough one.
Yes.
Because, you know, there's no option of all of the above.
Yes, it is.
And there's no option of none of the above.
Yes, no, there isn't. Not in this game.
You know, I'm afraid I'm going to have to go to sea.
There you go. Very good.
Well, we have a winner here.
The summer giveaway. Very good. Now, if you do win the summer giveaway, you're going to get this little Samsung camera. Do you have an animal that you'd strap it onto? Obviously, your cat. Do you have
like putting my hand down the disposal. Let's try that.
Hold on 1 second. 1-866-405-8405. And this camera that we have is amazing. We just got an evaluation copy from Samsung, part of the no-name giveaway. It's the size of a, what would you say, a wallet?
Yeah, it does. It's about just a small wallet. It's real tiny.
And the reason it has to be small is so that you can put it on your pet. That's the idea, and we're going to actually take it later and put it on Nike and let him cruise around. It'll be the little kitty cam.
We can find out where he goes and actually what he does during his day.
And we'll post it up on the website so that you can see that. And, of course, if you want to qualify for this, all you have to do is send us your empty inkjet cartridges. You can go to animalradio.com to get all the information. Plus, you can also call us at 1-866-405-8405, and we'll actually send you a postage-paid envelope for you to send us your cartridges free of charge. Every 4 cartridges that you send us gets you qualified once. You can get qualified as many times as you want. You just got to do it all before September
30th. The end of September.
I'd get qualified as many with the ink that we go through here.
I have. I've been slipping mine in there, hoping nobody will notice. I've been using different names, like my cat's names and things like that, hoping nobody will notice.
Well, no one will notice. You know, when you add a new child to the family and you have a dog that you've had around for a while that's already part of the family, it can become a very stressful time. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk to someone about that. Also, Curtis will be answering your questions. Animal Radio, brought to you by Comfort Zone, an innovative natural species-specific solution for cat and dog behavior problems. Check it out. It's Comfort Zone. Thanks so much, guys. We appreciate all the support we can get. There's more Animal Radio on the way. Stick around.
Every once in a while, there comes along a special group of animal lovers that stands strongly in defense of the voiceless. Animal People is that newspaper for people who really care about the animals. Animal People's published 10 times yearly. The publisher is a nonprofit corporation dedicated to exposing the existence of cruelty to animals and to informing and educating you so that animal lovers worldwide can eliminate such cruelty. Your subscription is $24 a year. Get Animal People's fair and accurate investigative reporting from the industry watchdog. Visit our website at www.animalpeoplenews.org. That's www.animalpeoplenews.org to subscribe to the news for people who care about animals. Animal People. Subscribe today at www.animalpeoplenews.org.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free shipping. $169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell him Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Did you know that cloning your beloved pet doesn't mean you'll get 2 furry friends? In fact, chances of successfully cloning your pet is 0.04%. And if it worked, chances are your new friend would have cloning-related health problems. The cloning industry wants you to believe that for $50,000, you can duplicate your pet. Who's duping who? Don't be duped. don't clone. Learn more at www.nopetcloning.org.
Hi, it's Judy and Hal from Animal Radio.
We're here to tell you about how Lowe's is the most family-friendly company, taking care of all the family members, including the four-legged ones.
The four-legged ones?
Yeah, get this. When your cat or dog checks in, they get a welcome note from the GM, and on it, it has information about the hotel pet services, local dog walking routes, puppy pagers, area pet services like veterinarians, pet shop groomers, much more.
You know that what I like the best?
What?
Is that they also get the signature Lowe's Loves pet bowl and mat, which they can take home when they leave.
You mean they actually get to leave with that stuff?
They can check out with it.
Well, here's the lowdown on Lowe's pet-friendly service. They have pet room service off their pet room service menu designed in conjunction with veterinarians.
None of that cheeseburger junk food here.
No. It offers the proper nutrition to help pets deal with the stress that comes along with travel.
Well, you think you're the only one that gets stressed.
So the next time you're traveling with your pet, don't forget Lowe's loves pets.
And you're invited, too.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
We have Jennifer Shyrock on the phone. Is it Shyrock or Shryock? How do you pronounce your last name?
It's Shryock.
Where does that hail from, do you think?
I believe Poland, but then again, it's my married name, so.
Okay, very good. Just making life a little harder for me, of course. But
there you go.
You are the creator of what's called Dogs and Storks, and it's an educational program for new and expecting families that have a family dog. It's a 90-slide CD presentation along with the CD, I believe, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But oftentimes when you have a dog that you love very much in your life and you get married and you have a child, and there's that whole thing of introducing a dog to a child, and many people think you have to give up the dog and take the dog to a shelter. Ultimately, the fate is usually euthanasia, especially for an older dog. You really don't have to give up your dog. Is that correct?
It is absolutely correct. There's a lot you can do to make this a good and smooth transition for everybody.
Like what? What can you do?
There are several things that I usually refer people to, and that's the first step being really getting to know your dog.
Mm-hmm.
That is a matter of knowing your dog's sensitivities, knowing the breed, knowing maybe what the breed's about. If you have a mixed dog, which I love mixes, but knowing just what triggers they might have.
Well, do they get jealous?
Well, now, we think they get jealous, but usually what it's a matter of is that the attention-seeking behavior that once worked for them, so usually, like pawing their person or
yeah.
barking or whining, is not appreciated now and often annoying and leads to either correction or is ignored once the baby comes because,
mm-hmm.
You know, mom's not free to put her hand down and scritch the dog's ears or do whatever to the dog, so they start looking for other things to do. So I wouldn't say it's jealousy,
okay.
but it comes out, and that's what we usually interpret it as.
Oh, very good.
And how does it usually manifest itself?
Oh, what usually happens, you know, I've got a great example. I was over at one of the families I work with over at their house, and their Labrador always so willingly brought them things before baby came. Brought him his ball. Well, if that one didn't get attention, he went and got his little teddy bear. If that didn't get attention, he went and got something else. And he finally had a stack of retrievable things there at his person's feet, but they were still tending to the baby. So he went and piddled on the middle of the floor. And that got attention.
Yes.
That worked for him.
So he kept doing it.
Yeah, he kept trying to look for whatever had worked for him before to get the attention. And that's what dogs will typically do. If it's worked for them before to get attention, they're going to go back to that time and time again and keep trying until something finally works.
So you have to be careful how you react when they do something that gets your attention.
Yes, absolutely. And that's a lot of what we cover in the CD and in all the Dogs and Storks program is learning what are your dog's attention-seeking behaviors and working to get them resolved a little bit before the baby comes.
Are there certain dogs that are better with babies, certain breeds, or is it just the way you treat your dog and the way you handle it and the way you learn it?
Oh, now that is the loaded question of the day because there have been a lot of recent newspaper articles. In fact, there's been, unfortunately, a lot of situations very unfortunate. I don't say that there's one breed over another. I do say that it's a matter of supervision. It's a matter of leadership, obedience, as well as proper management.
Which will work for any dog.
I believe in most cases it definitely helps set most dogs up for success. There are dogs that might have behavioral issues and challenges where they should seek the help of a professional to work with, but absolutely supervision's key. And obedience and management are also necessary.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things can you do to prep your dog ahead of time?
There's a lot of things you can do. Like I said, resolving some of the attention-seeking behaviors that may no longer be convenient or useful for the dog once a baby arrives. The other things are, you know, one of the biggest changes that happens is moms and dads' hands are full, so their posture changes. Since dogs are very posture observant, not only of each other, but as well of people, I encourage parents to carry a doll mostly to role play and also think about how their posture is going to change when they're holding a baby. So, for example, does your dog listen to you only when you're standing up? You know, and if so, practice giving commands sitting, practice holding, carrying a baby doll. Women, when they're pregnant, have the benefit of actually having, you know, a larger belly and carrying extra weight. But I usually recommend men carry around a little bit of something with weight so that they get the experience of how their posture is going to change as well when they're holding a, you know, possibly 10-pound baby.
I bet all the ladies like that idea.
you know, they do. But it makes a difference if you're sitting on the floor or you're sitting on the couch leaning back. And you go to stand up, your whole posture is very different. If the dog is not used to not jumping up on the couch, for example, and wants to do that, are they going to listen to you when you're leaning back and holding this? And are you going to be able to respond appropriately? So I like people to become familiar with giving commands in all different positions, you know, not maybe necessarily using their hands.
Do you recommend putting screen doors in the baby's room so the dog can see but not actually get at the baby when you're not there to supervise?
Well, I always tell people that that is certainly an option, and some families find that that is their comfort level. I recommend closing the door. There's a lot of really cool, there's actually a new monitor out that alerts families if the dog even walks in the vicinity of the baby room. Yep. Even Flo has a new item out, actually, for that. But, you know, it's up to each personal, individual family's preference. Some families find that's a very comforting thing to do, and I absolutely encourage them to take that measure, while others, you know, just take the dog out of the room and close the door and make sure the door is closed when the baby's sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And others yet, you know, teach, you know, really capitalize on the nursery being a really great place that the dog is going to get, you know, higher value rewards and does extra little activities, you know, during regular baby care routines. So there's a lot of different things to do, but there are many families who find that to be an extra comfort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kids can be kind of noisy and look like, well, like prey to a dog. What do you do in that kind of situation?
Well, again, knowing your dog's sensitivities as well as their reactiveness. For example, if you have a dog that is very, very keen and alert to fast-moving things, anything like remote control cars, scooters, you know, all that kind of stuff, you're going to, you know, obviously want to make a mental note of that before you have a toddler who is running around, and be aware that not only can the toddler trigger such responses, but their equipment and toys and everything that they play with can also make of interesting, you know, things for a dog. So I recommend being prepared, keeping it always supervised, and having alternative behaviors to offer the dog. So this is where your obedience comes in. Your obedience allows you to have alternative things to give the dog to do, along with your management. So if a dog gets extremely aroused, you can redirect them to one of their toys. You can manage them with crates. You can put the dog outside while the child is enjoying, you know, inside activity. There's a lot of different things that you can do.
More tips like this in Dogs and Storks. And we have, did you say 7 copies to
yes,
give away?
Yes, I did.
1-866-405-8405. 1-866-405-8405. We can get this where? Amazon?
Actually, you can get it at my website currently.
Okay.
It's www.familypaws.com.
And that's familypaws.com. We'll put a link from animalradio.com. Jennifer, thanks for spending time with us today.
Sure.
And thanks for so much for what you do. This is a very important time, especially for I just see so many people give up their animals when they start a family, and it's very sad because ultimately it doesn't end happy for anybody, really.
No.
There's no reason why you can't integrate your animals in these kinds of situations. And we certainly hope that you never surrender your animal for any behavioral problem or anything like that, because oftentimes they can be changed.
Yeah, there's help out there. There's a lot of resources. There's books. There's a lot of people you can call, and you can find the answers.
Absolutely. And speaking of answers, if you're a dog and you have questions about your humans, you'll want to ask Curtis. He's a dog that's, well, sort of like you said earlier, they're the Dear Abby of dogs.
Yeah, he's kind of like a canine equivalent.
And he's written a book, and his guardian will be with us in just a few minutes. Also, Rayanne Cumulus is in the clouds, is talking about snakes.
I love animals, but
you gotta love the reptiles.
Yeah, from a distance.
For you, okay. Mm-hmm. And as far as the No Name Summer giveaway goes, we're taking your cartridges, your empty, spent inkjet cartridges.
Everything but Epson's.
Send them to us, and we'll actually send you one of those already addressed postage-paid envelopes. Just call us at 866-405-8405. It's toll-free, and say, I want a free envelope. And you put your cartridges in there. For every 4 cartridges that you send us, we actually get you qualified for the No Name giveaway, which is huge. It's so big, I can't believe that we're calling it the No Name giveaway still. From Bissell.
Awesome giveaway.
We have the Spot Lifter Deep Cleaner from Steps for Pets, the condo or dog house, depending on what animal you have. From Lowe's Hotels, the Pumped Up Pets Package, which is a weekend stay. We'll actually be touching base with some of those folks at Lowe's Hotel and talking about the package later on.
We have from eSafetyAlert.com is the Safety Turtle Receiver and Transmitter. It's a safety device that goes on your dog's collar should he accidentally fall in water, be it a pool or a lake, and it will alert you so you can save him.
And from Stones of Glass, we have the Sun Catcher, and this is a beautiful piece of artwork that is designed around a picture that you send of your animal to the artist. Very nice. From PuppyPaws.com, what do we have?
We have the Sterling Silver Puppy Charm Ankle Bracelet and the Mother of Pearl Heart with Crystal Puppy Paw Pendant.
Now every 2 weeks we add something, and this isn't the week for adding any.
No, it's not, but we added a big item last week.
They're all big, but this is especially special from Samsung Electronics, the SCX105L Sports Camcorder. It is, you were playing with it just a couple of minutes ago. What did you think of that?
Yeah, it's awesome. I was just going around the studio getting some pictures of you and some of the studio cat. And, I mean, it fits in the palm of my hand. It's almost like the size of a cell phone.
And the beauty of it is that you can put it on one of the cats or your dog and let them go roaming around and taking pictures and see where they've been.
And what they're doing when you're not home, so you can find out, was it the cat or the dog who dug in the trash?
It's a cool little camera from Samsung, and we'll be playing with it and giving it away. Not this one, actually, a fresh new one. This is our evaluation copy they sent us, and it's fun. You'll love it. It's all part of the No Name giveaway. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Ask Curtis and more Animal Radio. We'll see you then.
Stick around.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
It's a city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. You want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to AnimalRadio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
StepsForPets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
StepsForPets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
Do you have a favorite photograph of a beloved pet you want to immortalize? Do you want to surprise a loved one with a gift of custom art? Stones of Glass Artists can turn your cherished photograph into a permanent piece of art. The products made by Stones of Glass are a perfect gift or remembrance of a pet that gives you so much joy. All of our work is custom made from your photograph so we can make any animal, dog, cat, horse, reptile, etc. At stonesofglass.com, our stepping stones are stained glass set in concrete for forming a portrait of your pet. They are perfect outdoors, in a flower bed, a path, a welcome at your door, or as a memorial. Our etched sun catchers are encircled by chain with a loop for hanging either in a window or as a holiday ornament. At stonesofglass.com, our etched portraits are made from your photograph by etching onto a glass plaque, capturing your image. Celebrate, memorialize, or give a gift of beautiful custom artwork to a friend or a loved one by visiting www.stonesofglass.com.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness
from all across the globe.
This is Animal Radio Network.
Well, Judy, you can verify that we get, a lot of books here. And as we've said before, UPS actually has a break room here at Animal Radio Network when they're dropping off all the goodies for us to evaluate and check out and all the books. And we got one this week from a dog, I believe, Curtis is the dog. And apparently he's a Dear Abby of dogs and gives advice to dogs as well as humans, I understand, too. And has written a book and has web presence of his own, as every dog should have. At AskCurtis.com, I believe. Do we have Curtis on the phone?
Well, I try. Well, Boog tried. Boog has been corresponding via email
Boog,
with
Curtis. Boog, of course, being our cat.
Our studio cat that runs the studio. He's been corresponding with Curtis, and he has set me up with Curtis's person, Dan, who I believe we have on the phone.
Hi, Dan.
Hello, Hal. How are you today?
Very well. Where are we calling you today?
You're calling me in Agoura Hills, California.
Very well.
Beautiful.
You have a very, very talented dog, I understand.
Very talented, very, very smart.
Tell us a little bit. What kind of dog is Curtis?
Curtis is a Golden Collie mix.
A golden Retriever Collie mix?
That's correct.
Okay, I was going to say that Curtis looks a lot like a Golden Retriever.
And he can pass for one.
If he wanted to, if he had to in a pinch, he definitely
absolutely
could.
Providing he wasn't wearing a disguise.
When did you realize that your dog had a knack at giving advice?
I guess when a number of dogs were lining up outside.
Yeah,
asking, kind of wanting some of his time.
What were these dogs? What kind of questions did these dogs have? What were they lining up outside to ask the great guru Curtis?
Well, in some cases, they really couldn't understand why they were being yelled at by their humans. You know, a couple of dogs were particularly concerned because it seems like they were getting into trouble when they were licking dirty dishes as they were being put into the dishwasher.
Yeah, what's wrong with that, you're saying?
I mean, they're dirty, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, you're cleaning them up, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. So they really couldn't understand it, and Curtis basically shared their lack of understanding, particularly since dog saliva has been shown actually to have a sort of antiseptic quality to it.
Oh, well, it's like mother's saliva almost.
I guess you can say that.
Almost. Nothing beats mother's saliva.
No, not quite.
Now, I understand that Curtis has pitched the $16 to get his own domain and actually answers email online at AskCurtis.com.
That's correct.
Has his own segment called Doggy Style Fashions, Accessories, and Bling.
Well, that's actually one of his associates.
Oh, really? Okay.
That has that. Curtis is a one of four canine correspondents work for Dog Walk Press. And the website there is www.dogwalkpress.com. And it's an online magazine for dogs that think they're human.
Uh-huh.
Or for humans who think they're a dog.
What about cats that think they're dogs? Because we have one of those, you know.
Well,
good reading?
Cats are certainly most welcome. And Curtis himself has to have, at times, an attitude adjustment.
And
he found the fact that Boog contacted him. He was very flattered by it.
Uh-huh.
But most of the other time, when cats actually do write to Curtis for advice, you know, Curtis tries to be cordial and polite, but, you know, sort of like years and years, maybe even centuries, of kind of this adversarial love-hate kind of relationship between dogs, cats, it's hard to overcome.
Now, I can understand that. I understand, though, that Curtis gives advice to not only pooches, but humans and cats and a frustrated flea and even a threatening tick. Is
exactly.
That, what kind of advice is he giving to fleas?
Well, for example, the flea, and whose name is Florence.
Florence,
basically, she and her family had been out of circulation for quite a while. They were like stars at Fleetum Land Circus.
Uh-huh.
And they had escaped from the circus.
Uh-huh.
And basically, they were writing to Curtis to see if he can recommend some nice warm dog on which they could glom.
What was Curtis's response?
He basically said, go back to the circus. or change your scientific name from being a dog flea to a cat flea.
Oh.
But not if the cat was living with a dog.
I'm looking at the pictures inside of the book. I'm seeing a picture of Curtis cooking on a propane stove. You know, that's very dangerous.
It can be, but he takes the proper precautions.
I understand that. Good.
You know, I mean, because we know sometimes you can have a dangerous situation when dogs and gas get together.
Oh, yes. Okay, is there a website? Of course, it's AskCurtis.com. Can we purchase the book there?
Absolutely. You can purchase it, and that's the preferred venue, but it's also available on Amazon.com. It's presently not available in bricks and mortar bookstores, but it will be in about a month. But certainly on www.AskCurtis.com or DogWalkPress.com. It's readily available.
What will Curtis be doing in the future? Can we look for any more books? Will there be any...
Movies?
Movies, yes. What's next for Curtis?
The answer is yes to all of them. Well, there certainly will be more books because we continually receive letters and we encourage dogs and their humans as well as cats and other animals to write to Curtis. And he responds, and so that provides
more fodder,
information fodder, so to speak, or actually kibble for the next book. There's the online magazine that Curtis is one of the correspondents on, and he has letters that continually get posted there. The new letters that come in and aren't available on the book. We envision for the magazine a kids section that will have a sort of a cartoon strip featuring Curtis as well as his associates.
Now, how do we get Curtis to do kind of a regular segment on Animal Radio, like answer questions of our dog listeners?
I think you probably need to work through me to make that happen, but it certainly can.
Okay, well, that sounds like something we should definitely think about at this point.
Ask Curtis segment.
Yeah, the Ask Curtis.
He would love that.
I think that would. If you would like to have Ask Curtis on Animal Radio, give us a call at 1-866-405-8405, and we'll actually give you a copy for the next 10 callers. Ask Curtis. Dog Sense advice from Curtis the dog. And we dog lovers only, or dogs only, because if you're like a cat trying to get to know what is inside the dog's mind,
we won't give you a copy.
We can't give you the book. It's not politically correct.
And they're going to be pottographed as well.
A pottograph?
Yes.
Yes, that is correct. They're pottographed.
Oh, very good.
Very good. Okay. Very
good. By the pawther.
By the pawther. Boy, you've had some late nights. www.dogwalkpress.com. Yes, sir? I'm sorry about that. What were you going to say?
No, that's correct.
Okay. Ask Curtis Dog Sense advice from Curtis the dog, and we'll give away those copies. You can get them online at Amazon, but more preferably AskCurtis.com. Those fools at Amazon don't know what they're doing anyway. And I'll tell you something, that we'll also get you qualified for the no-name giveaway, too, when we give those books away to you today at 1-866-405-8405. the no-name giveaway getting bigger and better than ever.
Woohoo!
Lowe's Hotel has pitched in a weekend pumped-up pets package. They have rolled out the red carpet for you and your animal. You'll head off for a weekend at one of the hotels. You'll have a special diet from the special room service for the pet menu and all kinds of good stuff.
It's just awesome.
It's all part of the giveaway that you can qualify for by sending us your cartridges. We want to thank Lowe's. They have great summer rates. Summer bungalows is what they call them. www.lowshotels.com/summer to find out more. When we come back, Rayan Cumulus.
Oh, and snakes.
So it's all good, I'm telling you. That's on the way right here on Animal Radio.
This is Animal Radio
Network.
I'm talking about my dog Chance and what a great product Comfort Zone has been. He had a lot of severe anxiety, separation problems. He redecorated my house several times for me when I had left him alone. Through a friend who gave me as a gift Comfort Zone, I started using it about 9 months ago. At one point, I ran out of it for a month, and I saw a definite change in his personality right away. He's a small terrier-type dog, and he has a high energy level. Without it, he just is out of control. He can't seem to control himself. I work nights, and I had hoped that I would be able to leave Chance by himself. Before I got Comfort Zone, that was totally impossible. He had even jumped through one of the windows in my home and came down to where I work. After using Comfort Zone, I'm able to leave him in the evenings. He's a very much calmer dog. Even in the daytime, he's more relaxed. It's a godsend. I don't know what we would do without it. I think it's a great product, and it's really changed our lives. Comfort Zone is a godsend for us.
Hi, it's Judy and Hal from Animal Radio.
We're here to tell you about how Lowe's is the most family-friendly company, taking care of all the family members, including the four-legged ones.
The four-legged ones?
Yeah, get this. When your cat or dog checks in, they get a welcome note from the GM, and on it, it has information about the hotel pet services, local dog walking routes, puppy pagers, area pet services like veterinarians, pet shop groomers, much more.
You know that what I like the best?
What?
Is that they also get the signature Lowe's Love pet bowl and mat, which they can take home when they leave.
You mean they actually get to leave with that stuff?
They can check out with it.
Well, here's the lowdown on Lowe's pet-friendly service. They have pet room service off their pet room service menu designed in conjunction with veterinarians.
None of that cheeseburger junk food here.
No. It offers the proper nutrition to help pets deal with the stress that comes along with travel.
Well, you think you're the only one that gets stressed.
So the next time you're traveling with your pet, don't forget Lowe's loves pets.
And you're invited, too.
This is Animal Radio
Network.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing and free
shipping.
$169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's just on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
The most listened to animal show in America. Thank you very much for making us that way. We appreciate it.
All animals, all the time, right here.
A lot of fur on your dial is what we're saying. And unless you're a reptile lover, and then it's more like snakes from Rayan Cumulus.
Welcome to Voice of the Animal. I used to catch rattlesnakes. By the time it was done, I had caught 39, one for every year of my life. The snakes appeared after I moved into my home in the California foothills. Apparently a snake mecca, as rattlesnakes were everywhere. I had moved from rural Arizona, where if a rattler appeared, a phone call would bring some cute fireman out to safely relocate the snake. When I called my new local station to ask someone to move the snakes, the fireman laughed so hard I could barely make out his words. Are you crazy? So I was left to figure it out for myself. It was certainly not safe to have them around the house, but it just didn't seem fair to kill the snakes. What gave me the right to chop off their heads when all they were doing was lying in the grass sunning themselves? I do the same thing. Snakes have had a tough time throughout the ages. Before the verse in Genesis labeled them as an eternal symbol of temptation for all of humankind, they were accorded far more consideration. In some cultures, even divinity. In Hindu myths, the god Vishnu is often depicted seated on the recoiling serpent Anada, which means endless. Vishnu and the snake in the form of an eternal one. In the Epic of Gilgamesh, it is the serpent, not the hero Gilgamesh, who partakes of the magical plant of eternal youth and is imbued with the power of immortality in the shedding of its skin to become ever renewed. The heroes of myth usually have a battle with a snake story tucked into their resumes. A personal favorite is the line the Roman author Ovid gives to Hercules. I was defeating snakes in my cradle. The male bravado and swashbuckling style of the Greek hero summarized in one perfect proclamation. The most famous snake in ancient Greece was the python, a colossal she-dragon who was a plague to the countryside surrounding Delphi until Apollo slew her with one of his swift arrows. It was believed her death symbolized the victory of the celestial Olympian god over the sacred forces of the Earth Mother. Apollo did establish the Pythian Games in her honor, and his prophetess was henceforth known as the Pythia, safe and controlled encasements for the now leashed power of the she-dragon. In Native American lore, the snake is a creature of the underworld, traveling up from its cool, dark den to gift one with the knowledge of the cycle of life, death, and rebirth. The transmutation of negative experience into a higher form of consciousness symbolized by the snake rejuvenating itself by sloughing off its skin, as letting go of the old is a necessary process in order to emerge as something new. The herpetologist at the closest zoo came out and taught me how to fashion a snake catcher. Don't you dare try this at home. Armed with my catcher, whenever a rattler appeared, I would hook the snake on the end of the hanger and then deposit him, or her, I could never tell, into a large green plastic trash can with wheels and a locking lid that I had purchased specifically for these occasions. I would then load the captured reptile into my car and drive to an undisclosed location to release him. I like to think I was giving the snake a chance to vacation elsewhere. To encounter a rattlesnake in the yard evokes a singular primordial response: fear. There is no New Age sentimentalization in the process of catching rattlesnakes. The snakes can mean business, and the underworld is not a place one visits for afternoon tea. The triangular head and unblinking black eyes do not invoke any desire to Disneyfy the snake. I can relate to what Dante says of the swarm of serpents he encounters in the Inferno. Remembering them still drains my blood from me. Today, I live in another state, and there are no rattlesnakes around my home. My green plastic snake can now holds Christmas ornaments. I use my snake catcher to pull down the hummingbird feeder that hangs high in the trees. The rattle of the snake has transcended to the hum of a bird, the underground to the aerial. I hope my snakes are happy vacationing elsewhere. For Voice of the Animal, this is Rayanne Cumulos.
Thanks, Rayanne. Still learning a lot about snakes there. And if you want to hear more Rayanne Cumulos, as well as any more Animal Radio, including stuff you didn't hear on today's show, like Gary Kowalski, Reverend Gary Kowalski, a frequent guest, you can head over to our website, which is animalradio.com, and actually listen online while you surf and learn a lot. We have a lot of information at the website. It's a real bevy of information. And you'll learn that you should be spaying and neutering your snakes. No, maybe not. I don't know what the situation is.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
I'm sure if you have two, you should.
If you have cats or dogs, whether you have one or two, we encourage you to please spay or
neuter.
We need you to do that. There's so many animals being put to sleep just because, well, for instance, a single cat can create 500,000 offspring, and their offspring creates another 500,000, which is millions and millions of animals that just simply don't have a home where they're being put to sleep.
And plus, there's many health benefits to spay or neuter your pet. There's a lot of cancers that animals get, and this will prevent them getting those cancers and help them live longer.
She speaks the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Also, if you want a certain breed animal, you don't need to go to a breeder or a puppy mill. You can actually
pet store.
Go to a breed rescue. Online and rescue one that would otherwise be put to sleep.
Or go to your local shelter and get one of those cute little mutts.
They usually have the best personalities.
Yes, they do.
Also on the website, you will find information about the no-name giveaway, the phone numbers to get a prepaid envelope so that you can get in on that and pick up on one of the fabulous or all of the fabulous prizes that were given away at the end of September. I've lost my voice. This weekend's gone by so fast. If you have any questions for us, remember we have our phone hooked up all week long. You don't have to call during the show. We actually answer during the week at 1-866-405-8405. And also you can email us if you're one of those shy types.
At your voice. At animalradio.com.
We answer all our email. Have yourself a great week. We'll see you next week for
bye-bye.
More Animal Radio. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
And you've no doubt heard all about the big no-name summer giveaway here at Animal Radio Network. If you haven't, I don't know where you've been, probably hanging out under a rock. One of the big prizes comes to us from Lowe's Hotels.
Woohoo!
Lowe's loves pets. And we have our friend from Lowe's on the phone, Jane.
Hi.
Where are we calling you today?
I'm in New York City.
New York City, and what is your official title with Lowe's?
Vice President of Marketing.
You guys are amazing because, you know, everybody's doing this pet-friendly thing. And a lot of hotels are, you could say jumping on the bandwagon. But you clearly are very different. Lowe's loves pets, and there's a lot of reasons why. And we're going to tell you a little bit about it right now. First of all, I want to thank you very much for joining us with the summer giveaway. And you've donated a weekend pumped-up pets package. What is that package exactly?
Yeah, to your point, Hal, we're not jumping on the bandwagon. This is a program we've had for many, many years, the Lowe's Loves Pets program. And we basically understand the stress that people have when traveling and the things that cause stress, like leaving your children at home, leaving your pets at home, and the anxiety that causes. So our position is bring the whole family.
Absolutely.
So with pets in particular, they get their own welcome amenity, which is a dish with a mat. We have lists of veterinarians. We can arrange for dog walkers. So the concierge is available for all desires of both the pet and the pet's parent. And for the summer, we have the Pumped Up Pets package, actually going all the way through Halloween this year, or as we like to say, Howl-een. And we have a list of workout tips for pets as well, the collapsible water bowl and the bottled water, which is a lot healthier. We also have a lot of things that can be borrowed, and we have special menu for pets as well. We have a special room service menu, and again, it's very healthy choices, and it's been worked on and approved by veterinarians.
Oh, what kind of things will you find on the menu?
That's a great question, and I don't have the menu in front of me, but I can certainly get you a copy.
Okay. That's very cool. I think that's the part that I like most about this is that you have your own pet room service and that, you know, you can order up room service for the for Fido as well as yourself at the same time.
Right. And they are separate menus. But, again, since I'm not a pet, I don't keep the pet menu personally handy. But it is available in all of the hotels.
If I forget my Frisbee at home, you have Frisbees there that you lend out.
We have Frisbees. We have jump ropes. We have some sort of building block type of things that can act as a stair climbing apparatus.
Wow.
So pretty much anything.
Uh-huh.
And if the pets are really talented, they can use the equipment like the exercise balls and everything else, which we know that particularly the dogs love the balls.
Uh-huh.
Is this at all Lowe's hotels?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and the Pumped Up Pets package, you say, actually goes through October right now. What is the price for that?
The price varies by hotel. The lowest rated would be at $212. That's based on double occupancy, which means two people and one pet in the room.
Are you noticing a lot of people are starting to travel with their pets more than ever?
I would say it's been very consistent since about 2001. And it's really an increase in both pets as well as children traveling, people not wanting to leave any family member behind. It is a post 9/11 of keeping those that are near and dear to you close. And we just believe in that and believe in making everybody feel welcome.
I think that's great because, you know, a lot of people would travel with their animals and they'd feel bad because they'd have to sneak their animals in the back and take them out during the day. And you'd sort of feel unwelcome at a hotel when you were there. Not at Lowe's, because they're welcoming with their arms open. They're welcoming all your animals. Now, what is the Summer Bungalows? What is that about?
Summer Bungalows are special summer rates that we have available at all of our hotels through September 11th of this summer. And they're just really great value-oriented rates. And again, it doesn't include all of the pumped-up pets package amenities, but it does include the Lowe's Loves Pets, the Welcome Bowl and Mat, and obviously the pets being welcome. So it's a great time to really get out and travel, bring the kids, bring the pets, and stay at Lowe's hotels where everybody is welcome.
Do you accept all pets? Have you ever had any really strange requests with someone wanting to bring a pet along?
No, but we do reserve the right to refuse a pet if we think it's at all danger to another customer, pet or otherwise.
So basically, it's cats and dogs?
That's basically what we see, yes.
Uh-huh. We recall a story here on Animal Radio. We had a caller call in and say when she was a child, her father used to dress her cat up in baby clothes to sneak it into hotels. So at Lowe's, you don't have to do that.
No, they can come in and out the front door. And again, we can arrange for dog walkers. When we know there's a pet in the room, we pay special attention to the room, both from a cleaning perspective as well as just, you know, making sure we're listening. Sometimes there's a dog in adjacent rooms, so, you know, from a noise perspective, we pay special attention to that.
Oh, and they kind of talk to each other.
Right. And then we do reserve the right to, if we need to, have a charge if there's excess cleaning needed. And we also reserve the right to, if there is a dog that sounds distressed and is making a racket, we'll go in and walk the dog and, you know, try to calm it down. So.
Aww.
You have a frequent guest program, or I guess it would be frequent with the dog, too. Frequent guest program for the dog and the human. What is that program about?
It's called Lowe's First, and it's a great recognition program. It really enables you to be treated like a VIP from the time you make your reservation at Lowe's all the way through checkout. And the basic, it's no charge to join, and you get more benefits with each level of activity. So for the Blue Nut level, you would get your choice of welcome amenity, and one of the choices is dog biscuits. So if the human wants to forego chocolate chip cookies and milk or doesn't think that their pet should have them around, they can go for dog biscuits, which they can either obviously share with their dog if they're traveling with their pet, or it's a great thing to take home as well. But the other choices are fresh fruit and water, of course the favorite milk and cookies, which is what I have every time, or if somebody is just traveling alone and wanting to have a little relaxation, they can also choose a bottle of wine. So that's included in membership for even the basic blue level. We do give free access to the fitness center, and that includes at the House of Blues in Chicago. It's actually a Crunch fitness center, so off the street people would have to pay a lot of money to go and use that facility, but it's complimentary as the on-site fitness center there. It includes mileage in the program of your choice. So we have a limited number of airline and other travel partners, American Airlines, Amtrak, and Midwest Airlines included. And we do upgrade people subject to availability. When you attain gold status, which is 3 stays or 6 nights, or platinum, which is 10 stays or 15 nights, you also get a guaranteed late checkout. You get extra miles, those very valued frequent flyer miles in the program of your choice. And we actually confirm the upgrade at the time of reservation if it's available at that time. So particularly if you're traveling with pets or with kids and you want a little extra space, that's a really great benefit to have, to be able to know whether for sure you can be upgraded to a suite or a larger room at the time that you're making a reservation.
Yeah, very good thing to have. How can we learn more about the Pumped Up Pets package? That's hard to say. Did you invent the name?
I didn't, but I actually love it. you know, there was a lot of promotions in the travel industry this summer about the price of gas, and a lot of people using that word pumping up, and gas included. But we thought pumping up really was a great great thing to do for our pets. We also have a healthy kids program, too, with healthy menu choices for kids. So
the whole family.
Yeah, we thought everybody could pump up this summer, and gas prices aside, it's still a great way to great time of year to get out on the road.
Where can we learn more online?
You can go to www.lowshotels.com. It's LOEWSHOTELS.com. And from our homepage there is a button on the bottom right that says Lowe's Loves Pets. And you'll see an adorable golden retriever sleeping under the covers on that icon.
Okay.
And that'll take you to all of the information and a page with all of the amenities and information on the Pumped Up Pets program.
Very, very good. And we'll put a link from animalradio.com. And we want to thank Lowe's for pitching in and throwing in a weekend stay, a Pumped Up Pets package in the summer giveaway. More details on how you can win that coming up in just a few minutes. We thank you, Jane, for taking time to visit with us today.
Well, thanks so much, and we look forward to welcoming the lucky winner and its four-legged friend.
We have Reverend Gary Kowalski up next. Hang on there, just a couple of minutes away.
Hi, it's Judy and Hal from Animal Radio.
We're here to tell you about how Lowe's is the most family-friendly company, taking care of all the family members, including the four-legged ones.
The four-legged ones?
Yeah, get this. When your cat or dog checks in, they get a welcome note from the GM, and on it, it has information about the hotel pet services, local dog walking routes, puppy pagers, area pet services like veterinarians, pet shop groomers, much more.
You know that what I like the best?
What?
Is that they also get the signature Lowe's Loves pet bowl and mat, which they can take home when they leave.
You mean they actually get to leave with that stuff?
They can check out with it.
Well, here's the lowdown on Lowe's pet-friendly service. They have pet room service off their pet room service menu designed in conjunction with veterinarians.
None of that cheeseburger junk food here.
No. It offers the proper nutrition to help pets deal with the stress that comes along with travel.
Well, you think you're the only one that gets stressed.
So the next time you're traveling with your pet, don't forget Lowe's loves pets.
And you're invited, too.
For years I saved for college, then debt just wiped us out, and he might not be able to go.
Buried in a mound of debt and credit card bills, barely able to get by.
It's not like we bought everything we saw. It was a problem. We just didn't think it would ever get this bad.
Call Genesis Financial now and see how soon you can be debt-free. 800-709-4397. 800-709-4397.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free
shipping.
$169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's just on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
No stranger to Animal Radio or Animal Radio Network, Reverend Gary Kowalski. How are you doing?
Hey, good. It's summertime here in Vermont.
Oh, it's a beautiful time of the year, isn't it?
It is.
That's a beautiful place to be for the summer.
It's bitter. It beats February in Vermont. Yeah,
which is a little colder. Well, geez, the last time we talked to you was actually live from Best Friends Animal Sanctuary in Kanab, Utah. At that time, you had just come out with the book Science and the Search for God. How is that doing?
It's doing well. It's gotten, you know, good reviews. People who read the book are enjoying it, impressed, but I'm trying to bring it to people's attention, though, because, as you know, Lantern Books is a small publisher.
They are, but they bring out some of the best books.
Small, but quality.
Oh, yes. We've been featuring Lantern Books for a long time because, frankly, they just have some great authors that have some great things to talk about.
Well, they're trying to establish themselves, especially in the field of animal rights, environmental justice, spirituality, and nonviolence, and I fit pretty well with their roster of authors.
Well, this book, this latest, does it have a lot to do with animals as opposed to the Bible According to Noah?
I think it does indirectly. You know, part of the problem with our attitude towards animals has been an anthropocentric theology, a religious vision of the universe that really doesn't make much room for other living beings. I think the predominant mechanistic view of the universe that we've inherited from the 18th and 19th century is of a world that's kind of governed by blind, brute, dumb forces, and human beings are this tiny oasis of consciousness, wondering if there's any meaning or purpose to it all.
But you think that's changing in this century?
I think it's changing. It's changing very much in the scientific world and also in the religious world. My book, in part, is an introduction to a school of thought called process theology, which originated with Alfred North Whitehead at Harvard early in the 20th century. Whitehead was not only one of the 20th century's outstanding philosophers, he was also a top-notch mathematician. He was quite familiar with Einstein's work and the emerging frontiers in quantum physics and understood how this was changing the terrain of scientific and religious thought. I think process theology is a religious vision of the world that's uniquely friendly towards animals because it really sees our entire universe as a living system, as at some incipient level, at any rate, alive, aware, free, and growing towards consciousness. So it's not just the human that possesses these prized characteristics of consciousness. It's intelligence is very widely dispersed throughout the cosmos, and I think you can see that if that's your understanding of the world, then you begin to gain a new appreciation for animals and all the other living inhabitants who share this world with us.
So which do you think is more dangerous, science or religion?
Well, Einstein said that religion without science is blind and science without religion is lame, so they really need each other.
Yeah, kind of a balance.
We've been walking in a crippled fashion for the past 200 years, really, with this split between science and theology. It's time to bring them back towards a convergence.
Uh-huh, definitely.
Another difficulty has been this feeling that somehow science needs to be values-free or objective, and I think science needs to regain its humanitarian impulse. To become a humane endeavor, one that not only studies life, but values and cherishes and protects it.
In your book, Science and the Search for God, you suggest or discuss whether or not other species can be owned, or should genes be patented?
Well, you know, the Supreme Court of the United States made a big mistake back in the early 1980s when they ruled that living organisms could be patented. And of course then genetic science was at a rudimentary stage when the organisms that were being created in the labs were of the simplest kind. And now of course anything is possible. But life is a community. Life is not a commodity. It does not belong to us. We belong to the community of life. So I think patenting living beings for profit is a real corruption of who we are, and a real corruption of the living tissue that we belong to.
Reverend Gary Kowalski, Science and the Search for God. Do we have a couple of these to give away? I'm going to give away this one because it's a very inspirational book here. And the Bible According to Noah, Theology as If Animals Mattered, another great read, which continues to pop up as if it's a new book all the time for me. Well, it does.
Well, it actually just got reissued, and there are a few editorial changes and additions to it. So and since it is a new book.
What creates the editorial changes? What's happened in society since you wrote the original?
Well, Lantern was just reprinting the book. You know, the one print run had run out, and they were doing it again. So a book is always a work in process. You never know when you're finished exactly. So I was just making some real.
Well, you're always
retouches.
Changing. You're always changing. You're always metamorphosizing, as should every reprint of your book. To be up to date with the time, I would imagine.
The science book, a couple of chapters deal directly with animal concerns. There's a chapter on evolution, which now, of course, is a heated topic around the country. How should we teach evolution? Does our understanding of evolution somehow undermine the sense of reverence towards our place in nature? And I don't think it does. There's a chapter on the Gaia hypothesis, the idea that the Earth itself is a living being, mm-hmm. and also one on the Leakey girls, Jane Goodall and Diane Fossey and Baruta Galdikas, and the really softer, more intuitive and respectful approach that they brought to the biological science that pretty much changed our understanding of primates and of ourselves and of how we ought to do scientific research.
Which is very much a topic in everyday headlines.
Right, and of course Goodall now spends most of her time not doing research, but actively trying to bring about reforms in laboratory research on animals, primates particularly, but, mm-hmm. but other animals as well, to stop some of the really horrendous practices that have taken place in the past and that still go on.
We thank you for your time. The book Science and the Search for God, one copy, 1-866-405-8405. Pick it up on Lantern Books. In fact, check out their whole catalog at www.lanternbooks.com.
If you've got time, you could mention my own website, www.kowalskibooks.com as well.
Is that new? That's got to be new. I didn't know you had that.
Oh, it's been out there for a couple years.
Okay, we'll put a link from animalradio.com.
Thank you.
Reverend, thank you very much for your time today.
Nice to talk with you, Hal. Yeah, thanks so much. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
You have some spiritual news of your own.
Yes, I do. Well, you know, after weeks of speculation, the cat is out of the bag, so to speak.
Oh, well, the cat is out of the bag. Well, you can't even imagine what that would mean.
The new leader of the Catholic Church, Pope Benedict XVI, loves felines.
Really? So
yes.
He's a cat lover.
He's a cat lover. He has a cat. He has a cat named Chico, which is a black and white domestic short hair. I guess that's like a tuxedo. We have a couple of those running around the studio. And the street talk before was that the Pope loves cats.
Yes.
Which was incorrect. The Pope adores cats.
Oh, very good to know.
Yeah, some people are wondering why he chose Pope Benedict as his name instead of Pope Francis.
And that would be?
After St. Francis
of Assisi.
Saint Francis of Assisi, the patron saint of animals, as his name. And back when he was younger, it was said that he used to walk the streets where he used to live, and people called him either Dr. Doolittle or the Pied Piper Charm because the cats would follow him all over the neighborhood.
Oh, very good. A little papal news for you from Animal Radio coming up in just a minute. Yes, you can train your cats, and Darlene Arden has proof. She'll tell you about it. Also, how about some bling bling for you and for your animals? But mostly for you.
Yes.
That's coming up next right here on Animal Radio. Hang around.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free shipping. $169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
This is Ty, a Siamese cat who has happily lived 9 lives and has recently crossed the Rainbow Bridge.
I heard my human friends talking about cloning me, but there's only one me. It would make me happy if they gave a homeless cat a home. After all, that's how they got me.
Learn more at www.nopetcloning.org.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Hal?
Hi, Pamela.
Hi, Hal.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
We're very honored to have you on, and we'll talk to you in just a second. I want to remind everyone that if you haven't signed up yet, qualified for the No Name Giveaway. This is the perfect opportunity, and the reason I say so is perhaps that inkjet cartridge in your printer is spent. Instead of throwing it in the trash, you can send it to us here, and we actually turn it into cash. We turn the trash into cash.
Amazing.
I like that. You made that up. Trash into cash. And you get qualified for the No Name Giveaway. Now, in the No Name Giveaway so far, we have the Bissell Spot Lifter Deep Cleaner.
The Steps for Pets Pet Cat Condo or Doghouse.
And from Lowe's Hotels, the Pumped Up Pets Weekend Package. From eSafetyAlert.com, the Safety Turtle Receiver and Transmitter. That's one of those alarms that it goes around the leash of your dog. And if your dog falls in the pool, it sends an alarm to you.
We also have the Stones of Glass Sun Catcher, which you can send in a picture of your pet, and you can have a personalized sun catcher of your pet.
And from Samsung Electronics, the SCX105L Sports Camcorder. And here's the one I'm excited about. The Bling Bling.
The Bling Bling. Yes, here we go.
This is the Bling Bling. And whether it's Bling Bling for the human, which it is.
Yes.
Gifts from your pet to your human. So this is for the pets today. If you're listening, pets, this is what to get your human.
Fine jewelry for pets to give to their people.
From puppypaws.com, we are giving away the sterling silver puppy charm ankle bracelet and the mother of heart with crystal puppy paw pendant. And we're very glad to have Pamela. Is it Meltzler?
It's Meltzer.
And you're the president of Puppy Paws Incorporated, are you not?
That is correct.
What is Puppy Paws Incorporated?
Puppy Paws is fine jewelry, or what I call fine paws, for pet people. We've had many dogs give their people one of my paws. Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, birthdays, graduations, and Christmas, and Hanukkah. It's amazing what the dogs give
it
to
is.
Their people.
And it's also amazing what great taste they have, too.
Yes.
I'm looking at a lot of this. And
oh, that's beautiful.
Beautiful. And actually, we should put a picture. Is this the, what's going in the...
Going in the package,
oh,
yes.
This is
that's it.
We should put a picture up on the website of this. A very beautiful pendant.
That's from my Hearts and Paws collection. And what I did was I saw an ad for I Love New York, And I said, you know, I love New York, but I love my dogs more. So I found heart-shaped beads and pendants, and then I attached my paws to them.
Very nice.
Very beautiful.
I love my dog.
What about the sterling silver puppy charm ankle bracelet?
Oh, that's so much fun. When you are walking your dog or your dog is walking you, you can wear your ankle bracelet, and it is the puppy paw, and it's just part of the summer. We have puppy paw toe rings also. They are hysterical.
Ooh.
Tiny little paws around your little toe.
They are absolutely awesome. What kind of clientele do you have? Who buys puppy paws?
Oh, everybody buys puppy paws. I mean, for men, for boys like you, I have tuxedo studs and cufflinks.
Really? I was going to ask you if you had anything for guys.
Oh, absolutely. We have lapel pins and tie tacks. But we really have everybody who is a dog or cat owner seems to really relate to puppy paws because of the animals. We have birthstones. We started with 14 karat gold.
Mm-hmm.
And a classic paw without a stone. Then I'm a diamond girl, so I added some diamonds. And then people started asking for birthstones of their dogs.
Very neat.
Yeah. What's interesting is for rescue dogs, people will say, well, we don't know when the dog was born.
Uh-huh.
So I say, well, look, what was the month that you brought your dog home? And that's a rebirth month.
Yeah, an adoption day.
Absolutely. And so they're reborn to you, and you can use that month's birthstone for your pendant.
Where can we learn more about birthstones and which birthstone belongs to which month?
Well, if you can look on my site, and you will find which stone belongs with which month. And there are also many, many sites out there for birthstones.
But your website is better at www.puppypaws.com, yeah?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now,
we have all sorts of goodies.
With this, the picture of the one that I have here with the diamond, that looks sort of high-end there.
Oh, yes.
So you run the gamut.
Oh, yes. I have items that start at $10 all the way up to, I have a puppy paw gold, 14-karat gold tennis bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
And it has, 14-karat gold paws with 11 7-point diamonds in it.
Wow.
And that will cost about $3,500.
I want one.
You have to be a very, very, very good girl. And so far, okay, you have a fundraising program. What's that about?
Oh, that is one of my favorite parts. When we started this whole puppy paws empire, I wanted very much to give back to the humane societies and to dog rescue groups in the country. So what we do is we support them by sending them flyers that fit into an envelope or go into a doggy bag, an ad. We can send out postcards to their members, and we donate gift certificates. And basically what all the information says to the members is Puppy Paws will donate 15% of your sales. So if you go online at puppypaws.com, and you purchase anything, it can be $10, it can be $100, we will take 15% of that purchase and donate it back to the organization.
I
so
commend
far, we
you.
Have 65 organizations signed up.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really exciting because this way the organizations can receive money right from their purchases of their members, and
mm-hmm.
we send a note back to the organization saying that this member at this address bought items worth X amount of dollars, and here is your check.
Very good.
Very
yes.
Beautiful.
Very simple, but elegant,
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see animal abuse ended. I know that's probably impossible.
No.
Someday.
Not.
We're working it one step at a time,
maybe
one animal.
Maybe not in our lifetime, but it's not impossible, and it really does take everybody.
Well, yes. I'm trying on my end, and this is the only way I can do it, and I reach a lot of people this way.
Well, you're doing a fine job. We appreciate you donating this beautiful artwork to the No Name Giveaway.
Well, I appreciate you, taking time to speak with us today about all of the things that we're doing at Puppy Paws.
Find jewelry for pets to give to their people. I mean, your owners, your guardian's been loyal to you, has fed you every day, has given you a warm place to stay.
Give them something in return.
And if you want to pick up on some of Pamela's fine artwork, once again in the No Name Giveaway, the sterling silver puppy charm ankle bracelet and the mother of pearl heart with crystal puppy paw pendant, all part of the No Name Giveaway. And you can see pictures of all of this at animalradio.com, and be sure to visit www.puppypaws.com. And of course, if you want to qualify for the No Name Giveaway, all you must do is send us at least 4 cartridges from your inkjet printer. That's really that simple. And when they're spent, instead of throwing them in the trash,
send them to us. We accept everything but Epson. And you can call us at 1-866-405-8405, and we'll send you a postage prepaid envelope to send those in, so there'll be no cost to you at all.
And get this, you can qualify as many times as you want between now and September 30th.
So hurry up and send those in.
We add something every couple of weeks. We just added this Samsung camcorder, sports camcorder. This is a very, 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 very small, state-of-the-art electronic recorder worth about $550. And it's so small you could strap it to an animal, and that's why we're so intrigued with it. And we're actually going to strap it to Nike, our studio cat, later on. And we'll post that up on the website in the webcam area so that you can see what it looks like. If you'd like to win it, all you need to do is send us those cartridges from your inkjet printer. We also have other ways for you to qualify throughout the next couple of months. Someone called in, they said, what's the safety alert turtle alarm? And it's an alarm that you put around your dog's leash.
Collar.
And collar. If they fall into the pool or into any water, it sends an alarm to you, which is good, because if you have a dog that's not a swimmer, that's a sinker, you want to have that. And I got some notes from eSafety Alert. They wanted to tell me that this package is worth $210 from them.
Wow.
And that if you don't enter the contest, or if you'd like to get one of these alarms right now, instead of waiting around to win the contest, you can do that, and we'll actually give you a 5% discount by mentioning Animal Radio. You can call them. What's that number? 1-800-892-9551. That's 1-800-892-9551. A 5% discount on your eSafety Alert to protect your dog.
We'll also put a link up on Animal Radio website will take you directly there.
You put links to everything.
Links, and more links.
It's a very informative website if you haven't had a chance. Or, you know, there's some parts of Animal Radio that you actually haven't heard because it doesn't air. There's a few hours that we sit in front of our fish tank and broadcast, and we record that too, and you can hear that online also.
And you can also go to our archive section to hear old shows, past shows.
With all kinds of celebrities. And speaking of celebrities, one who's always brushing arms with celebrities, Darlene Arden, will teach us how to train our cats up next right here on Animal Radio.
Stick around.
Are you in debt way over your head? Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000, maybe even more in credit card bills? Want to get out of debt? Gather those bills and let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Here's our number. 800-801-1439. 800-801-1439. If you're behind in paying your medical bills, your personal bills and loans, and you've been on the receiving end of one collection call, and you want to stop those calls immediately, call Care One Credit Counseling Services for a consultation and debt analysis. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their monthly payments. If you're over your head in debt, gather your bills right now and call Care One Credit Counseling Services for your consultation, debt analysis, and licensing information. Here's the number. 800-801-1439, 800-801-1439, that's 800-801-1439.
Hi, it's Judy and Hal from Animal Radio.
We're here to tell you about how Lowe's is the most family-friendly company, taking care of all the family members, including the four-legged ones.
The four-legged ones?
Yeah, get this. When your cat or dog checks in, they get a welcome note from the GM, and on it, it has information about the hotel pet services, local dog walking routes, puppy pagers, area pet services like veterinarians, pet shop groomers, much more.
You know that what I like the best?
What?
Is that they also get the signature Lowe's Loves pet bowl and mat, which they can take home when they leave.
You mean they actually get to leave with that stuff?
They can check out with it.
Well, here's the lowdown on Lowe's pet-friendly service. They have pet room service off their pet room service menu, designed in conjunction with veterinarians.
None of that cheeseburger junk food here.
No. It offers the proper nutrition to help pets deal with the stress that comes along with travel.
Well, you think you're the only one that gets stressed.
So the next time you're traveling with your pet, don't forget Lowe's loves pets.
And you're invited, too.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new steps for pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
A city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. You want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to AnimalRadio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
StepsForPets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
StepsForPets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Now, they say that cats can't be trained. We know better, and for that, we've called in Darlene Arden. Hi, Darlene.
Hi, Hal.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Very splendid, this wonderful, very hot, sticky weekend here.
It's very hot and humid here, too, in New England.
Hey, everywhere.
It's summer. That's what it's supposed to be like. Yeah,
well, it's like walking into a wall. I'm not fond of air that you can chew, but it's not snowing, so I'm not complaining.
Okay, so what's the deal? Can we really train our cats?
Yes, we certainly can, and we should, because they must be bored out of their wits. They are such intelligent creatures, and people think that they're aloof. No, they're not. They're extraordinarily interactive. Dogs do things because they want to please you. Cats kind of want to please themselves, but even that isn't so true, because I have a cat who is, people will say to me, is she food motivated? Is she toy motivated? And I say, no, she's me motivated.
Me motivated? Oh, me motivated?
Me.
Me. She wants her mama.
Oh, okay.
If I call her to come, it's like, oh boy, oh boy. I've taught her to weave, the way you would teach a dog to weave. I've taught her to do turns.
Between your legs?
Between my legs, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I was a little bored, Judy, you know?
I guess.
And I was sitting watching television, and I picked up one of her toys and said, Amy, weave. And I used it just like a target stick.
Oh, my gosh.
And she weaves, and she comes. She does a version of the Singletary Foot Walk, which is a canine musical freestyle step.
Wow.
Oh, I'd love to see this.
She is so much fun.
What are some things we'd train our cats if we wanted to?
You can train a cat to do anything you can train a dog to do. You can teach them to sit, to stay, to come. It's really good if you can get them to come, because you know how hard it is sometimes to train, you know, to get a cat to come to you.
Yes.
And
well, we know.
And if you're really enthusiastic, I mean, if you want your dog to come to you and your dog is just not anywhere near you and you haven't trained a good reliable recall, in desperation I suggest sitting on the floor and pretending to cry. Actually, you'll really feel like crying anyway. And the dog can never resist coming over to find out what's wrong. Did you know there's cat agility now?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
The organization is called ICAT, I-C-A-T. You can find them on the internet. And they are having competitions at cat shows in a separate room, of course. And these cats are amazing. They're running an agility course.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing. And what fun. Because, you know, what have we given cats to do?
Nothing. They don't have jobs.
They don't have anything to do. And it doesn't matter if they don't have a job so much as, you know, why would you want to sit around and twiddle your kitty thumbs all day?
Uh-huh.
So usually, I mean, yes, they enjoy looking out the window, and they should be indoors because that's where it's safe. Indoors, no declawing. But, you know, just watching out the window at the squirrels and the birds is lovely, but it's not nearly enough.
Okay. You know, what a great bonding experience for you and your cat.
It's a fabulous bonding experience because while we play interactive games, we're also doing some fun stuff that we're enjoying. And it's like playing another game. And your cat is so intelligent. Wait until you see those eyes light up and the wheels turning in their heads. Wow.
Where can we learn more if we want to train our cats?
There are actually some books about cat training. And Miriam Fields Babineau wrote one. And Karen Pryor has a clicker training for cats kit. And you can also go to ICAT. You can Google them on the internet. think it's iCat.org. If that doesn't work for you, then just Google iCat.
We'll put a link from Animal Radio. We'll do the research and we'll put a link from AnimalRadio.com.
That would be wonderful because it's so much fun. I find that I think most of the cats right now in competition, although goodness knows any cat can do it, have been Abyssinians and Bengals because you know how athletic they are.
Mm-hmm.
So their owners, I think, are trying to channel some of that energy.
I can understand.
Give the cat something else to do besides leap on top of the refrigerator and run a surprise attack on you in the middle of the night.
A tired cat is a happy cat and doesn't
well,
get into
you know,
as much trouble.
A busy one is at least not bored and planning how he can attack you. Like, what was it, Cato and the Pink Panther?
Our resident catologist, Arlene Arden, what's the website?
It is DarleneArden.com, and there are some cat articles up there.
We'll see you next week, okay?
I'll look forward to it, Hal. Have a great week, Hal, Judy.
Thanks, Darlene. You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Time has flown once again, hard to believe. Steps
goes
for
so
Pets.
Fast.
Steps for Pets is one of the original sponsors of the No Name Giveaway, and I want to mention that if you haven't had a chance to see a picture of the cat mansion or the dog mansion, you head on over to the AnimalRadio.com website. We actually have the webcam set up when it's not pointing to our ugly mugs on the air. It's pointing to the cat tree, cat condo, cat mansion from Steps for Pets, and you will pick up on one very much like this, very similar to this. This one we're keeping because the cats like it.
They have many different types of cat condos and dog houses. You can go to their website at stepsforpets.com to see all the many different varieties.
And, you know, you hear us doing the commercials and everything. We were skeptical at first. We go to this website. We see these cat trees for $160 for these huge cat trees. Turns out they're made out of wood and this beautiful fur. They're very, very nice. And if you don't want to wait to win one, you can get one for very cheap right now at stepsforpets.com. We want to thank them very much for being part of the No Name Giveaway sponsor.
Thanks, Steps for Pets.
Thank you for listening. Remember, spay
or neuter. And don't purchase an animal.
If you're looking for,
because there's so many animals out there that are homeless, that are looking for homes right now. If you purchase it, it only encourages breeders to continue to breed. And we don't need any more animals right now. We need to find homes for the ones already here.
If you want a specific rescue, a specific breed, go to a breed rescue. You can find them online. Just type it in on Google. Say you want a Rhodesian Ridgeback, type in Rhodesian Ridgeback Rescue and rescue one of these dogs. We'll see you right here next week for more Animal Radio. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.